From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, July 15th, 2026.
This Day in Maine is made possible in part by Now You're Cooking. Celebrating 26 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
In a letter to Maine's congressional delegation, Governor Janet Mills called for major reform of immigration and customs enforcement after 25-year-old Jawan Sebastian Duran Guerrero was shot by agents in Biddeford this week. She said Congress has failed to conduct any substantial oversight on ICE despite numerous killings by ICE agents. Her letter lists measures such as requiring agents to wear body cameras, prohibiting them from wearing masks, and reform their training requirements. She spoke about the concerns at a press conference in Biddeford Wednesday afternoon.
We begged them to act back in the spring to enact measures of accountability, measures requiring training of certain sorts, and just reining in the agency.
She closed her letter by saying that, quote, ICE needs to be fundamentally reformed, and if not, then it's time to abolish it. Calls for ICE officers to wear body cameras have ramped up following the shooting of Duran Guerrero. The Department of Homeland Security says ensuring all immigration and customs enforcement officers have body cameras is now a top priority. Patty White reports.
A spokesperson for DHS says making sure that each arrest team has an individual wearing a body camera is especially a priority because of an increase in attacks against ICE officers. In a written statement, the spokesperson says there's been a 1,300% increase in assaults and 3,300% increase in vehicle attacks against ICE. Those figures are from a January press release from DHS, which said there were 275 assaults against ICE in the first year of the Trump administration compared to 19 the year before, and 66 vehicle attacks compared to just 2 the year prior. DHS accused the media and, quote, sanctuary politicians of spreading smears about ICE officers. The department also blamed Democrats for government shutdowns that interrupted the purchase of body cameras. It says more than half of officers have received cameras, and the remaining half will receive them in less than 60 days. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
But some say simply changing federal agencies' policies aren't enough. Reverend Jody Cohen Hayashida of Multifaith Justice Maine.
In the very short term, ICE must not be allowed to investigate itself. We demand a full, transparent accounting of every single death.
Hayashida was part of the National Coalition of Immigrants' Rights, labor and faith-based groups calling for independent investigations of recent fatal shootings by ICE agents. 6 days before the shooting in Biddeford, ICE officers shot and killed a man in Houston. More than 100 people gathered for a vigil in Lewiston Tuesday night to call for transparency and accountability following the death of Duran Guerrero. Vigil organizer Safiya Khalid said that immigrants across the state are carrying the pain of Duran Guerrero's family.
This community has been devastated by ICE. We have been targeted again and again and again. Every day there are abductions and arrests every day, right? 3-4 are happening a day.
Khalid was joined by Lewiston Mayor Carl Schilling and others who urged Mainers to support immigrant neighbors. The Maine Department of Marine Resources is urging boaters to take precautions around humpback whales that have recently been spotted close to shore. Spokesperson Jeff Nichols says the department has received an unusually large number of reports in the last week or so. The humpbacks have been seen between Port Clyde and Jonesport.
One hypothesis is that there's a lot of feed in the water. They may be pursuing fish, and that may be part of the reason that they're inshore.
The department says boaters should slow down to at least 10 knots and remain between 100 and 300 feet away from the animals. Boaters are also asked to avoid large spouts or bubbles in the water because a whale could be feeding nearby. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has broken ground on a long-awaited spur jetty designed to protect Camp Ellis in Saco from flawed engineering of the past. Over decades, the seaside community has lost homes and most of its beach, and a major storm 2 years ago caused even more damage. After years of organizing, local officials and residents alike are hoping the new structure will address the community's erosion problems. Molly Enking has more.
Scientists have been predicting for years that sea level rise will change Maine's coasts. But for one beach community in Saco, that future is already here.
It was surreal. The waves were hitting our second floor.
Camp Ellis resident Bernice Kehoe is recalling the massive winter storms of 2 years ago.
And the stone wall broke, and it just was just a flood coming down.
Kehoe says she was approved for FEMA funds to fix the damage, but says that 2 years later, the funding still hasn't come through.
My house right now is sitting on huge cement blocks.
Camp Ellis is sometimes called the ground zero of sea level rise. But as Saco Mayor Jody McPhail pointed out during the recent groundbreaking ceremony, it's not simply because of the power of the ocean.
For the families whose properties are lost and now underwater, they have been taken not by an angry sea, but by a man-made structure that did and continues to do its job too well.
A stone jetty built by the Army Corps of Engineers in the 1800s to create more space in the river for shipping vessels initially built up extra sand and turned Camp Ellis into the fishing and beach community it is today. But due to the increased wave energy from the jetty, that built-up sediment quickly started eroding away. Now, after decades of organizing from local residents and political pressure from Maine's congressional delegation, the Army Corps of Engineers is building a new spur jetty that runs parallel to the old one. It's designed to lessen the powerful wave energy and protect the area. Many residents are hoping the spur jetty is the solution, but Will Kuchitsky doesn't think it's that simple.
It's probably going to break up the energy to some extent. It's going to buy them a little more time, but it's really not a solution to the problem.
Kuchitsky, a climate scientist at the University of New England, has been studying the erosion in Camp Ellis. The old jetty is making it all happen much faster, he says, but even with the new protective structure in place, climate change is still making storms more frequent and intense.
Ultimately, this is an area that we need to retreat from and or continue to move up onto stilts, continue to harden the coastline.
Kuchitsky says Camp Ellis serves as a current example of what sea level rise will, in time, bring to this whole region.
I like to think of Camp Ellis really as being several decades ahead of the rest of the coast. In Maine and much of the rest of the Northeast in the U.S., just because they lost their sediment supply. So it's really a fascinating example to get to see how humans respond when their coastline is changing rapidly.
Resident David Plavin responds by self-evacuating every time there's a major storm predicted.
The waves were coming up over the seawall. You know, you sort of like ask yourself, you know, what am I doing here? But I wanted to live, you know, I wanted to live in the ocean, and that's, I guess, the price.
Plavin is vice president of Save Our Shores, a Saco grassroots organizing group. He puts it simply, people stay because they love to live by the beach. Bernice Kehoe says she's staying too. She says she feels hopeful about the new jetty.
I think it's going to make a difference. Yeah, if we don't, I don't have a house.
The new structure is scheduled for completion next year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Molly Enking.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join Irwin Gratz for Morning Edition starting at 5 a.m. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.